This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. President Donald Trump was targeted again on Sunday, just 9 weeks since the Republican presidential nominee survived another attempt on his life, this time on his namesake golf course in Florida.
The FBI says that they believe this, quote, appears to be an attempted assassination. That would be the second active attempted assassination case that the FBI is handling on President Trump right now.
White House correspondent Anita Powell on VOA's International Edition. The former president says he's safe and well, and authorities are holding a man in custody. Secret Service agents a few golf holes up from where Trump was playing noticed the muzzle of an AK-style rifle sticking through the shrubbery along the course. A sheriff says an agent fired and the gunman dropped the rifle and fled before being arrested in a neighboring county. Israel's prime minister on Sunday vowed revenge following a missile strike in central Israel as Yemen's Iran-backed Houthis took credit for the non-lethal attack. VOA's Arash Arvasadi has more.
Despite his pledge to bring hostages home, many Israelis say Netanyahu is simply not doing enough.
He doesn't care about nothing. He cares only about continuing ruling, and he's not even ruling.
Demonstrations against Netanyahu's government aren't new in Israel, but mass protests renewed in recent weeks after the military recovered the bodies of six hostages from Gaza. Israel and U.S.-designated terror group Hamas continue blaming each other for a lack of a ceasefire deal that would include freeing remaining hostages. Arash Arvasadi, VOA News.
A boat capsized in northwest Nigeria, drowning at least 40 people. President Bolo Tinubu shared the news on Sunday.